today, the third Sunday after Epiphany. I'm going to be here in Columbus, Ohio here. I'm going to be finally visiting here in Columbus. And the epistle for this third Sunday after Epiphany is taken from St. Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 12. Brethren, be not wise in your own conceits. To no man render evil for evil. Provide good things, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as is in you, have peace with all men, not revenging yourselves, my dearly beloved, but give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. But if an enemy hunger, give him to eat. If he thirst, give him to drink. For doing this, thou shalt heap coals of fire upon his head. Be not overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. And the gospel, take that according to St. Matthew, chapter 8. You would say, that's good. At that time, when Jesus was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him, and behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus, stretching forth his hand, touched him, saying, I will, be thou made clean. And forthwith his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus said to him, See thou tell no man, but go, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift which Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. And when he had entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick with a palsy, and is grievously tormented. And Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answering said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou should enter under my roof. But only say the word, and my servant shall be healed. For I also am a man subject to authority, having under me soldiers. And I say to this man, Go, and he goeth. To another, Come, and he cometh. And to my servant, Do this, and he doth it. And Jesus, hearing this, marveled, and said to them that followed him, Amen, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and from the west, and shall sit down with Abraham, with Isaac, and Jacob, in the kingdom of heaven, but the children of the kingdom shall be cast into the exterior darkness, where there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And the servant was healed at that same hour. And that's why we're at today's Holy Gospel. So, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, Amen. The third Sunday after Epiphany. And the gospel today is the word Epiphany, meaning God shows himself. And the gospel today is takes place immediately after the Sermon on the Mount. There are many times that people give talks. They call them homilies nowadays. But we used to give sermons. And a sermon is a speech, talk given by a priest, which is supposed to change your life and change your action. And one thing we notice that nowadays there are many talk show hosts. There are talk show hosts everywhere talking about all the bad things going on in the government and all the bad things going on in the world and about our freedoms and so on and so forth. There are some giving talks about Christ and giving talks about all manner of things. But when Jesus Christ comes, it's never just a talk. He's never just a teacher. Remember that a priest, before he committed suicide, his name is Judas. The last thing that Judas called Jesus Christ was a teacher. All the other apostles said, Is it I, Lord? Is it I, Lord, who I'm going to betray you? Is it I, Lord? Because Jesus was the Lord of those apostles. He was their life. He was their leader. He was their decision maker. They didn't do anything, desire anything, or think anything without him. But somehow, the priest named Judas. To Judas, Jesus Christ became a talker. He became a teacher. He became someone that said things that were interesting, and maybe you could learn about them, and then write a report on it on the internet or write a note about it, write a book about it, or just say it to others in your conversation at table. Jesus Christ is not about talking. When he talks, things are different. And we see this right away at the Sermon on the Mount. St. Matthew points it out in his Gospel. Our Lord sat down on the Sermon on the Mount. He spoke from chapter 5 to chapter 7, a very long sermon. He sat and he talked. And he taught for a long time. And that's why he sat down. But at the end of his talking, what happened? He came down the mountain. His last words were, "Be ye perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." And then he came down the mountain. And when Jesus came down from the mountain, the great multitudes followed him. And behold, a leper came and adored him, saying, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Christ said, "Volo, mundare, I will, be thou made clean." Somehow when Christ talks, they're never just words. You know, the very first word we ever have recorded of God is in the very beginning of time, there was absolutely nothing. And God said, "Fiat lux." He said, "Let there be light." And light was made. He said, "Let there be light," and light was made. "Let there be a firmament," and there was a firmament. "Let there come forth creeping and crawling things." So when Jesus Christ speaks, when God speaks, things happen. We must decide what we're going to do when Christ speaks. Either we listen to him and we follow him, or we do like the Jews did when Stephen spoke. St. Stephen, the deacon, looked up to heaven and he said, "I see the heavens opened and I see Christ on the clouds and I see him in beauty and majesty." And when he said those words, he just said what he saw. All he did as a deacon was preach. He said a sermon. He just said what he saw in heaven. And what happened? The Jews stopped up their ears. And they screamed with a loud voice because they did not want to hear what Stephen had to say. And they grabbed St. Stephen and they dragged him out with great haste and they stoned him to death. When Jesus Christ came down to the mountain 3.5 years before that, he had preached a sermon on the mount. And he walked down the mountain and a leper came and said, "I have heard of your sermon." I wasn't allowed to go up on top of that mountain. "But people told me what you were talking about on that mountain. You spoke of 8 Beatitudes. You spoke of seeking heaven." And the people believed in him. And you know why they believed in Jesus Christ? This is before he performed his very first public miracle. They did not yet know that he was a miracle worker. But they believed in him because he spoke as one having power and authority. He didn't speak like he was reading out of a book. He didn't speak like it was something interesting or for someone to pass a test. He was speaking power. He was speaking authority. He's God made man. And he sat and he spoke. And when he spoke, has power. When Jesus Christ speaks, it is not only words that are spoken. There's something more. And he came down the mountain, and a leper came and said, "If thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." If you have the power to say such beautiful words, you have the power of God. And if you have the power of God, and you see me a leper, and you see me filled with the filth of leprosy, if you want, Lord, you can make me clean. You can take away my leprosy. And so he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." And Jesus Christ, in his first public miracle, stood up and said, "I will. Volo. I will. Be thou made clean. Now go and show yourselves to the priests and offer the sacrifice that Moses commanded." And he told him what to do. And the multitudes saw his power and he began to perform miracle after miracle after miracle. When the Lord Jesus Christ speaks, we must change. Either we will change like those Jews that stood and stopped up their ears and said, we don't want to hear what St. Stephen has to say. Or when Christ said that he is the king, he said, I am a king, thou sayest it. But then what did Caiaphas say? He said, we have no king but Caesar. Let him be crucified. When Jesus Christ comes, he speaks. But when he speaks, we must either accept and follow or reject and crucify. We can't just stand still. This man is a disturbance. Remember, even when he was dead on the cross, but he wasn't finished speaking. Out would come blood and water, and blood and water would come out of his side, and he would speak to Longinus, and he would become a saint, and he would repent, and he would convert the wicked soldier. And then Caiaphas said, this man is still a danger, even though he's dead. But let us put soldiers to guard his tomb, because this man is dangerous even when he's dead, because he's not a man of talk. He's a man of action. Jesus Christ is a man of action. And he will always be a man of action. And when he speaks, his speech will change the world. His speech, the devil always tries to silence, because his speech changes souls. His speech transforms hearts. His speech makes us different. So remember, he speaks. Today also is the feast of St. Emerenciana. She is a girl who was 13 years old when she went to heaven. She was 13 years old and she was a catechumen. And the reason why she's in heaven today is because she would not keep her mouth shut. You know, they're always trying to silence the truth in every age. They're always trying to silence Christ in every age. And now they're trying to make it illegal to say the truth on the internet. They're making it illegal to say the truth in public. We cannot speak the truth anymore, but the truth can never be silenced. And they have many years and many ages in history tried to silence the truth. And they made it illegal, the Romans did, 1,700 years ago, in order to speak of Christ. They made it illegal to follow Jesus Christ. And they killed millions and millions of Catholics. Millions of our ancestors put to death. And one of them was a 13-year-old girl named Emerenciana. She was studying to be a Catholic. Her cousin Agnes was already a Catholic. And she was killed at the age of 13 also. And 1 week after Agnes was put to death, the Roman boys came walking down the streets of Rome and they mocked the religion of Christ. And they mocked the God of Agnes. And Emerenciana was there and she said, you Roman boys have no right to mock the true God. For he is God and he rules all. And he is a king of kings and lord of lords. And they turned on her and they stoned her to death. And she was baptized in her own blood. She would not be silent about Christ. And she would not be silent about the truth. And so she died a saint and she died a martyr 1,700 years ago in the year 302 AD. And she then went into heaven and they built a church for her. It still stands there in the city of Rome. And her bones I have on my chest always, carry her bones with me at all times. Her bones are also in this altar here. We always say Mass on top of the bones of martyrs. And Emerenciana, who gave her life to speak the truth. You see, when you speak the real truth, the enemies of God don't like it. Because the real truth changes souls. The real truth makes us say, I must accept it, I must follow it, or I reject it. And the majority of souls today, unfortunately, reject the truth. But when the Lord Jesus Christ came down from that mountain, a leper came and said, I know you're not just a man of words. You're not just a man that talks. You are a man that has power. You are a man of God. Therefore, I know that if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus Christ turned and said, I will, because he's God. Be thou made clean. And he was made clean because God said so. And his leprosy was wiped away. And he believed in Jesus Christ and followed him. And then he said, go show yourselves to the priests and fulfill the law that Moses commanded. And so he did. A little bit later, in the same gospel today, the event happened a little bit later, but it's in the same gospel today, our Lord went to a centurion. The centurion said, I want my servant to be healed. And Christ said, I will come and I will cure him. And the centurion said, no, don't come, because I am a centurion, and when people see me, they obey me. But thou art God, thou art Christ. I don't want them to obey me, I want them to obey you. It is enough only that you say the word, and my servant shall be healed. Just say the word, because your word, Lord, is more powerful than another man's actions. Your word makes reality. Your word created the world. Your word takes away sickness. Your word brings in health. Your word fixes everything. It is thy word alone that is powerful. You don't need to walk all the way to my servant. And Christ said, amen, amen, I say unto you, I have not found so great a faith in Israel. And Jesus Christ's word is just as powerful today in 2022 as it was then 2,000 years ago. And his word speaks, and his word cannot be stopped. And his word will bring back the victory of Christ and his holy church. It will bring an end to the evil that's going on in the world today. It will bring back a great glory of our church. When he speaks and says, enough to sin. And he speaks and says, it is time for the victory of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And when he speaks, the world is going to change and transform. So let's believe in the power of the word of our Lord Jesus Christ and follow, adore, and obey his holy word. And of course, I bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.